Hi, this is Karen from Satirin, and you're listening to the SAP Security and GRC podcast with host Dudley Cartwright, helping you on your journey to effective access risk management in SAP. Satirin's GRC Trends report documents four pivotal insights and predictions that we believe will shape the future of GRC. You're welcome to download a copy from our website, satirin.com. Our podcast will include a four-part series to cover each prediction in more detail. In this episode, we will discuss one of these predictions, the rise of a hybrid identity access management, or GRC, model. We'll be joined by industry experts J.E. van Sail and Quintus Hogert from Linky's Consulting and Emil Steyn from Satirin. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to you today's podcast. We're going to be discussing one of the predictions in our latest Insight and Predictions Trends report. And this prediction is around the rise of the hybrid model with regards to making use of GRC and access control solutions in combinations with the identity access management solutions. Okay, so maybe just to recap what we said, what we covered in the previous podcast around this topic is these pros and cons or these strengths and weaknesses of each of those solutions. So the GRC solutions were developed, or access control solutions were developed, predominantly to perform access risk analysis against the SAP systems. And then as time went on, they sort of started incorporating the ability to provision access to the various systems, where the identity access management solutions were developed primarily to do the provisioning, the onboarding, the join and move and leave process. And as time went on, they also started then developing some additional capabilities to start doing some access risk management capabilities. But each of those solutions, they have their core strengths that they're very good at, and the other activities that they do, they're not so good at. So I think what we've seen in more recent times is some organizations implement the identity access management or IDM solutions to try and reduce the costs of provisioning, or to assist with the join and move and leave, the onboarding process. But they've realized that some of those solutions aren't as strong from the access risk management capabilities. So they've gained from the efficiencies in the provisioning process, but they've sort of lost some capabilities in the access risk management capabilities. So I think companies are now starting to try and work out, if they want to manage their risk effectively, how do they do this? You know, and that sort of has led to realizing that they need two solutions in order to perform this function. They need an access control or GRC solution to help them manage their risk, and they need an identity access management solution to help them do the provisioning of users to roles. But this hybrid model that has come about can be done in sort of a number of different ways. And maybe I'll just open it up to Quintus. Can you maybe just talk through how some companies are using these solutions in a hybrid model? And then, Emil, I'll also ask you just to also share another hybrid model for us, please.
Thank you, Daddy. In your intro, you gave a history of where these products come from, and therefore the strength of the GRC solutions is in the risk and identification of the risk, which gives us as wealth of information. So for me, the one approach, and which is the approach that I prefer, is where when we build the business role or we identify the usage data that we require to business role to gather that information, that information, the wealth information, all lies within the GRC component. And therefore, the companies that a lot of companies use the GRC solution then to compile and build a business role, looking at the business processes, identifying what takes place where, looking at the usage data that's available within the GRC and not available in the IAM or IAG solutions. And then that will then help you to build a proper role at different levels that's managed and focused with a risk lens, looking from a risk lens. I think the mere fact that SAP has brought out the IAG breach gives us a statement that there are space for both these solutions. And we've seen that in practice, you know, where it come from. So for me, the focus or the companies that are using the one idea to, for example, do a recertification of roles, using the GRC solution for there, because the wealth information available And then they would do the recertification of users to roles following in the IAG where that's more appropriate. And that's also where, as you explained, where the strength to come from, where those products was developed from. So that's the one solution that I'm, and I support that solution from preference, from seeing what I've seen at various companies.
Okay, so thanks. To summarize it, that's to use the access control solution to do the role build of the business role. So you've got the ability to understand what the risk impact is or what risk is contained at the business role level. And the identity access management solution will then do the provisioning of that business role. But the role definition and the role management will happen within the access control solution. Provisioning will happen with the IDM of that business role, will happen via the IDM solution. Okay, perfect. Emil, can you maybe talk through another hybrid model that we've seen be used by organizations?
Right. So I think it's often that companies, you know, maybe start from the wrong point of view, and that they should look at their landscape first and then decide on how they want to approach it. So the architecture should be determined by the landscape. And so if you've got a very heavy SAP environment, then it lends itself better to have your GRC solution handle the majority of your provisioning instead of the IDM solution. The IDM solution still has a part to play, but more for provisioning of the non-SAP applications. If I'm a very heavy SAP user, you know, it's going to be less effort, less integration to have my GRC or my access control solution handle SAP and have my IDM solution handle the non-SAP parts. So effectively, just letting the tools do the parts that they're good at. So if it's the other way around, then obviously it's a bigger non-SAP environment. The other way around is then the more reasonable way to go. More in the IDM solution, less in the GRC solution. That for me is the most important part. Look at your landscape before you decide how you want to approach this.
Yeah, and I think on top of that, Emil, also not only understanding what the landscape is at your organization, also understanding, you know, what are your business objectives? You know, how much importance are you as an organization placing on provisioning efficiencies, and what is the importance you're placing on managing risk? And it's a balancing act between those. So, but if you as an organization place a lot more emphasis on the one activity over the other, then that also will play a role in what approach you follow with this. The solutions that you currently have in place also may play a part, you know, and what are its capabilities and what are its strengths. So there's a lot of considerations for that to how you set this up. Okay, well, maybe that's a good point now to get Jay to jump in. Jay, you know, you've been involved with, you know, a number of projects where each of those organizations chose a slightly different approach based on their business objectives, based on the organization's size, et cetera. So listen, do you want to spend a few minutes just talking through some of the scenarios you've seen of how organizations have done this?
Yeah, no, thanks, Dudley. I think, you know, Quintus and Emil both sort of touched on, you know, a lot of what's relevant from my point of view. I think if you look at one of the clients that I've consulted at, a multinational mining customer, you know, it's become evident that with the change in the SAP landscape and the fact that, you know, companies run multiple applications to really get to the end state of their business process, there doesn't seem to be a one size fits all in terms of application that can, you know, do provisioning, you know, address your controls as an organization, you know, and really, you know, give the company the type of control that they want from one application itself. So definitely a hybrid model is becoming more evident. You know, if you think of the identity and access management space, specifically the IDM type tools like a SailPoint or a SAP IDM, as an example, you know, they are very strong in certain areas, provisioning capability, et cetera. But when it gets to something like access risk analysis and, you know, coupling that with a process control module, you know, which is very relevant. Yeah, if your mitigation controls are more than just a manual flight control and you rely heavily on automation, your landscape will need a lot of strength. And that's going to mean that you need a model that really caters for all of that. So if you think of that provisioning capability from an IDM specific tool, access risk analysis and process control on a tool that's, well-versed in that space, like a SAP GRC or a Soterian in the case of access control. And then with the rise of the cloud systems becoming very, prominent in a lot of organizations, provisioning capability there from a GRC access control is definitely limited. And that's where, the new technology from SAP, like a SAP identity and access governance comes in. It also means the layer of cross-system SOD checking. So your Ariba versus S4 is an example. So I think point I'm trying to make is there's not a tool that can cater for all of this, in my opinion. And you need to look at hybrid models becoming very prominent in this space.
And Jay, you know, we were just talking offline before the session where you explained that the organization that you're referring to now actually has the luxury of having, SailPoint to do some of their provisioning, have IAG to provision to the cloud, and they've got an SAP GRC license also. So it is a luxury that possibly not every company is going to have, is to have access to so many solutions and have the licenses for all of those. So for some of the smaller organizations, they may need to just be a little bit more specific or understand what their needs are and decide which solutions are going to serve them best, depending on, as Emil was saying, depending on what their landscape is. If they maybe don't have any cloud solutions, then they can maybe get away with not having IAG, and they can just use the GRC solution and an IDM solution. Again, as Emil was saying, if they're maybe a very heavy SAP environment, so it's an SAP-centric landscape, then maybe they can get away with just the access control solution and do whatever provisioning they need with the access control solution. So it very much does depend on what that landscape is, and also that scenario that you explained. Is just interesting to see that a company has implementing, that so many solutions. They're lucky in that they have the luxury of implementing that number of solutions. So that's great. Have you any other scenarios that you can talk through? Any other sort of organizations that have done it slightly differently?
Yeah, I think if I think of another organization in the financial sector. If it's a smaller landscape, it's a, an S4 or an ECC and BW, and maybe an HR system, and then coupling with that, maybe some non-SAP systems, an architecture where you use a SailPoint and, for example, an access risk analysis tool like a Soterian would really work well.
Anything from you, Kunis, to add on to that?
Yeah, I think, Dudley, what I've seen is things gone wrong, and it's also just the benefit from hindsight. If you look back, if a lot of this focus, obviously, on the identity access side comes in from a focus on putting efficiency, chasing efficiencies to the detriment of the risk management side. That's good and well, because that's the focus, and I think Emil touched on that, coming in from a company where it's driven specifically from an IDM, the project is driven, and they push the efficiency side. What I've seen, what happens as soon as the first audit report comes in from a risk perspective, and a risk is being identified in the audit report, that efficiencies was driven actually resulted in a lot of inefficiencies at the end for people trying to go and clean up those risks, because the focus is so heavy on chasing efficiencies and not looking at the at the risk side. Therefore, the SAP risk, the GRC, the tools need to put those. The team need to be stronger from the beginning when those when that project takes place, by making their point and standing their ground and saying, listen, we have to govern. I know you're chasing efficiencies, but we have to chase particular risk and controls. And I think what Jay was saying, those this focus on trying to where automation and comes in, you have to look at that focus because chasing efficiency, the cost of risk might be good to start off with. Come your first audit report, you're going to have to undo. And we all know the challenges of bringing to undo those things. You know, that's a challenge.
No, exactly. Quintus, we've been quite vocal in all our podcasts, you know, talking about how difficult it is to clean up a solution once users are making use of their roles and it's in the live environment. Just clean up activities is so difficult. So it is important that it happens earlier. And I think, Quintus, we have seen in a lot of projects, more recent projects, there has been a lot better dialogue between the security team and the cyber teams about saying, okay, guys, how's this going to work? What application are we going to use? Where? And so the security team are getting a bit more of a voice in these projects, and which is good because, as you say, if a lot of these activities are done with you know, not much focus on security, it becomes quite a costly activity to fix up down the line. So it is good that we're seeing the security guys getting involved, and there've been more healthy discussions between the cyber teams and the security teams, and saying, "Okay, guys, what is the best way for us to achieve this with the solutions that we've currently got in place?" So, maybe just the one area that we haven't discussed, which I think we briefly discussed in the previous podcast, is just, you know, there is the challenge of the more integrations you have between these systems, you know, the more areas, the more points that there can be, you know, sort of a point of failure. It is a consideration also to think, you know, how these integrations between the various systems going to work. And because, you know, obviously on paper, it could look very good how it will work, but moving the data from the one system to the other system could be a little bit more tricky in practice than what you think. So that is possibly also another consideration. Emil, anything else from your side to add?
Maybe just one is that, you know, what I've seen recently is that companies, they either have an architecture that they've designed and then trying to make the solutions fit that architecture. And but you also come across the companies that, you know, they are in the lucky position that they might still need a solution. And then I think the very important part is then it's a solution that will actually do what you want it to do. Where I've come across a couple of scenarios now where a company had an IDM solution and an access control solution, but neither of those tools were provisioning to SAP. And they came to us as a third party to ask, you know, how to provision to SAP. So, you know, and, you know, in all honesty, both the applications they had could potentially provision to SAP. So companies should understand, you know, what's the capabilities of the applications they've got at their disposal and make sure they use those effectively.
Just one point that and the recent project where Jay has also been involved, we shared on building, I'm just making my point again from the GRC side, building the business roles and getting the collecting information for building that. About 20 years ago, the business process reengineering was quite a topical. People would go in and reengineer the business processes. And then based on that, you know, do a lot of improve efficiencies, you know, by looking at your business processes from outside. And the way that JE, we approach it at this, the client is identifying the business role. Because remember, if you have a good business role, that helps efficiencies in the provisioning side. So the more effective your business role is, it's very important to collect as much data. And, you know, the benefit of hindsight, you know, if I had got this data, I've collected, and I can, all that data helps you to build a more better business role and looking at the business processes and which activity takes place where and who does all of that, combined with looking historically at usage data, all that's such an essential role to make a case for building a good business role that which then can be used by from the GRC side, which then can be used by the identity access governance tools to then do the provisioning. And therefore, it's important to try to, when companies are starting to look at this, try to collect some data as soon as possible to help you in strengthening it. And that will also lead to the more efficiencies in the long run by collecting that data. And that's under one of the things is where you do need to start off with your statement, where the strength of each of these products are, use that to full and create what you can to the max to be used better by the from a GRC side over handing it over to the provisioning, whether it's your own, whether GRC is provisioning, whether the IDM is doing provisioning. The efficiencies relies a lot on how that business role looks like, and that requires a lot of data collections and detail, and that comes from which your GRC tool gives you and not your IDM tool.
But Quintus, you raise an interesting point there, where the access control or GRC solutions have come a long way in their provisioning capabilities. For a lot of organizations, they can, you know, as you mentioned there, achieve a lot of the efficiencies they're hoping to gain from the provisioning process with the business role concepts that can be developed or, you know, are contained within the access control or GRC solutions. So they we're not necessarily talking then about a hybrid solution. For some companies, yes, they'll get away with just having the access control or GRC solution. It will achieve everything and help them manage their risk and also help them be able to be efficient in the provision process if they make use of that business, of the business role concept. I think also a point that Emil raised earlier, listen, I do think that some organizations over-engineer how they want the process to work, you know, and I think that's a challenge that they need to be, you know, just be wary of. The security and cyber teams spend more time workshopping how the sort of landscape or how the process should work. Then there will be a lot more better debate about what the strengths and weaknesses of each of those solutions are. You can over-engineer, you know, how you see this working, keeping in mind that sometimes those integrations can prove to be your Achilles heel with trying to get the different vendors' solutions talking to each other. Good. Anything else that anyone else can think of on this topic before we start thinking about closing out?
Dudley, I think, you know, probably the main reason and driver why we're having this discussion is it boils down to how the permissions and the role design is structured and set up, right? So when project teams implement security design and roles and permissions in systems, they think of that system only, right? And the problem is when that's operationalized, you know, the later stage, users need to get access to those systems. And what typically happens is, these systems live in silos, so people apply for access for the one system, then the next. So it's really a disconnected process altogether. So I think the way the role design and role mapping strategy, you know, is drawn up is really important. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't matter what solution you put in place, it's not going to solve your problem. You're always going to have this issue. And this really will affect your controls later on. If you think of a terminations control, right? You want to terminate access in one place, and it really takes care of all the connected systems. As it is today in most companies, you terminate the one, you terminate the next, and so it goes. So, you know, even the user experience of how people apply for access, if you lose the end user at that point already, they start off with a negative view of a system, because you know it's not a seamless experience to apply for access. So yeah, I just wanted to add that.
No, that's a very good point. But it's also very interesting to hear your angle on all of this discussion, Jay, is very much from a risk and controls background. So I think you've seen how if these things aren't done correctly, how you then start having issues from an audit perspective. You know that the necessary controls are failing. And then you've got to go back to the drawing board. So I think, again, coming back to Quintus's point, that, you know, if you implement a lot of these solutions chasing efficiencies, not attacking it from a risk and controls perspective, that can come back and bite you down the line. So make sure you've got the risk people, the risk and controls people in the room when you are discussing how this is going to work. Otherwise, there just could be some issues down the line. Okay, so thank you guys for that. Good having you on the podcast. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. And until the next one, we appreciate that. Bye-bye.
Thank you.